Several thousand visitors tour the Victorian mansion every year. Among the sightseers this fall was a group of students from Runnels.
Okay, this is the moose. We call him Fred. Now, that's a big moose, isn't it?
Third graders were amused by the giant moose head looming over the grand staircase. But in the 1920s, the novelty was an exclusive outdoor swimming pool installed by Grover Hubble, son of pioneer businessman Frederick M. Hubble, who purchased the home from the original owner.
At that time, Grover was making several changes to the house as well. That's when the lights were converted from gas lights to electricity. And so they put in this swimming pool, which we believe was the first private swimming pool in Des Moines.
Terrace Hill historian John Zickafoos is standing in the dank underground chambers of the pool house, the stone ruins above us, next to the now buried pool. It was filled in about the time the mansion was donated to the state of Iowa in 1971. The pool's outline is all that's visible. Instead of water, it's covered with grass. Administrator Diane Becker says the relic will be revamped as a reflecting pool.
We don't want a full-blown swimming pool, but at least it's more that it brings back the atmosphere, the ambiance of what was here when the Hubbles lived here and when they built the home. So,
swimmers have not descended the steep stairs from the mansion since the 1950s when the pool was drained for safety reasons. Outsiders used to climb over the fence to cool down before air conditioning was common. The attraction has to be respected, since Terrace Hill is on the list of National Historic Places.
We'll use the existing outline of the pool, and actually the cement coves and gutters are there, and they're going to try to actually use those.
Black and white photos from the 20s and 30s show pool parties with ladies wearing modest one-piece bathing suits. James Windsor III jumped in as a young boy when visiting his grandparents.
Some of the grandchildren and some of the friends of the grandchildren would get in there and skinny dip at night.
Now 82, Windsor was a grandson of Grover Hubble.
Grover's bedroom was on the second floor, and they were skinny dipping it. And all of a sudden, he would wait till they heard a lot of noise, then he would flip the lights on, which were floodlights that came down. Boy, they'd scatter everywhere.
Private donations will cover the cost of the shallow reflecting pool. A possible phase two restoration would address the deteriorating pool house.
But if you look over here, do you see those walls standing up there?
Yeah.
That was the pool house.
Heavy logs that bridged the stone columns above the pool house are now gone, but they still have the original copper lanterns that illuminated privileged guests enjoying this rare symbol of prosperity, a private swimming pool. Historian John Zickafoos wonders if other secrets may surface once the pool is unearthed.
Since I've never seen it with water in it, I think it would be lovely, you know, on a sunny day to see the rippling of the water on the ceilings of the rooms there here on the east side of the house.
Okay, guys. Well,
if all goes according to plan, sometime next summer, tour groups will see water in the pool for the first time ever, just as it looked more than 80 years ago. Officials are hoping to make a big splash in July when the nation's governors gather at Terrace Hill during their national conference in Des Moines. I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.